From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. While fighting continues, efforts continue for a renewed peace in Syria. Syrian opposition fighters Tuesday shelled government-held parts of Aleppo, killing at least 12 people as the army claimed it was repelling a wide offensive by the rebels in the country's largest city. Activists, meanwhile, said government forces were also shelling rebel-held parts of the city, killing 2 people and wounding several. The escalation came as the diplomatic focus moved to Moscow, where the UN envoy for Syria started talks in efforts to restore a piecemeal ceasefire that would also include the contested northern city. Stefan de Mistura is expected to push that the truce also cover Aleppo, which has seen an escalation in violence in recent weeks. De Mistura's meeting with Foreign Secretary Sergei Lavrov came a day after he met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Geneva. In opening remarks in Moscow, De Mistura said, "We need to make sure the cessation of hostilities is brought back on track." Aleppo has been the center of violence over the past 12 days that left more than 250 civilians dead in the contested city. The city was excluded from the truce declared unilaterally by the Syrian military last week for the capital Damascus and its suburbs in the coastal province of Latakia. A U.S. serviceman has been killed in combat in northern Iraq. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told reporters in Stuttgart, Germany, that the service member died as a result of enemy fire. The Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook said the incident occurred near Mosul. A military official told U.S. news agency the soldier was serving as an advisor to Kurdish Peshmerga groups. VOA News. In Iran, elections consolidated the power of President Hassan Rouhani, but analysts say he has a long way to go to implement promised reforms before the U.S. or Iranian elections. Heather Murdoch has more.
In recent months, a parade of international delegations have descended upon Iran, keen to jumpstart business as sanctions lift in accordance with the Iran nuclear deal. But analysts say the promise for Iranians, economic growth on a scale that would change their lives, has yet to materialize. And as U.S. sanctions continue to bar many financial dealings with Iran, Rouhani is now facing a deadline. Both U.S. and Iranian elections could alter the future of the deal. In 2016, Americans go to the polls, and any of the current candidates are likely to be harder on Iran. In 2017, Mr. Rouhani's own seat will be contested. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Polls are open today in the state of Indiana, where Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is facing a crucial primary showdown with his closest rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. A Trump victory in Indiana would likely put him on a glide path to clinching the Republican Party's presidential nomination before the national convention in Cleveland in July. An increasingly confident Trump told supporters at a rally in Terre Haute, Indiana, that he's eager to shift his focus to the general election campaign and away from rivals Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. During a Monday campaign stop in Indiana, Cruz was confronted by a Trump supporter.
"I'm running to be everyone's president, those who vote for me and even those
who don't vote for me.
Well, you're entitled to your view, sir, and I will respect it. In fact, I will protect. I will protect
your
rights.
You know, you asked Kasich to drop out. It's your turn.
Well,
take your own words.
Now I'm curious, sir.
Time to drop out."
Trump is coming off 5 easy primary victories last week in the East, and a win in Indiana would deal a major blow to Cruz and his hopes of forcing a contested convention. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton also campaigned in Indiana, fresh off winning 4 of 5 primaries last week. Clinton is already focused on Trump as her likely opponent in the general election and takes issue with his charge that she is playing the women's card in her campaign. Bernie Sanders, but the polls show Clinton is in a tight race in Indiana with rival Bernie Sanders, who vows to fight on through the rest of the coming primaries. A baby, almost 6 months old, was on Tuesday rescued from the rubble of a building that collapsed Friday night in Nairobi, Kenya, raising hopes that more survivors could still be found, even though the death toll rose to 23 and 93 people have been reported missing. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.